It's time for our Voice of the Valley. I have a couple of guests today, Angie Martin, as well as Vicki Voldo-Rosano. They are members of the local League of Women Voters here in North Dakota. Ladies, thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. We've got a public forum coming up, District 24 legislative candidates. And I want to read off the candidates first who are running for the North Dakota House. In District 24, each district in North Dakota has a Senate seat, state Senate seat, as well as two House of Representatives. And in District 24, for the Senate seat, it'll be Michael Wobblemaugh, the Republican, as well as Pete Jovic, the Democrat. Now, there are four people who are vying for two seats in the North Dakota House in District 24. They are Daniel Johnston, the Republican, as well as Dwight Kiefer, the Republican, and Democrat Sean Olauson, as well as Nancy Farnham, who are seeking two seats in the North Dakota House in District 24. Ladies, with that being said, I want to thank you and your organization for having these forums, because these are important for people to have. And Angie, talk a little bit about what day the forum is and where it's going to be at.
It'll be held at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, September 10th at the Highliner Activity Center, or the HAC, at Valley City High School. And we ask people who will be attending to please use the doors on the corner of 4th Street and 2nd Avenue Northwest due to the road construction that's happening in town.
Good idea. And you've got a couple of moderators for that too, Angie. Why don't you shout them out?
The two that we have chosen is Dr. Tony Dutton and Dr. Alex Jorgensen, both from Valley City State University.
You know, the election is set for November 5th, so we're less than 70 days away from the election. Talk a little bit, Angie, about the importance of getting this information out there firsthand.
Well, we want to make sure that people are aware of the issues that are coming up. They will be able to pose questions on note cards that will be handed out when they first come in the door. If they need more note cards, all they have to do is to simply raise their hand, and the League of Women Voter Volunteers will come around to them and give them another card.
All right. Now, Vicki, you and I have talked about this before. There's a website that you guys are promoting for people to learn about candidates, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Vote411.org.
Tell us what that's about for people that don't know it.
It is like an online voter guide. Many folks will remember that over the 120 or 104 years that we've had League of Women Voters voter information activities going on, that there used to be hard copy voter guides with as much information as could be gotten into them. Now this voter guide is available online. And the League of Women Voters polls all of the candidates across the state, including legislative candidates, and gets their information available and asks them to answer some standard questions. And if you go to vote411.org, that will enable you to have the ability to compare candidates. And that's the goal.
That's really nice. That's vote411. It's just simple, vote411.org. And you can just learn more about the candidates that way as we get close to the November 5th election. Vicki, you and I have been talking about this for years, and nice that League of Women Voters has these forums. And this probably won't be the only one, because this one was September 10th. You may have additional forums down the road, right?
Well, especially because in District 24 encompasses all of Barnes County and all of Ransom County. Later on this same month, there will be a second legislative forum that all the same candidates have been invited to. That was a great question down in Lisbon. So stay tuned for information on that. Toward the end of the month. I just want to point out that doing these forums is the mission, right at the heart of the mission of the League of Women Voters, which is a nonpartisan civic organization. And the goal of the League is to empower voters by providing them with objective, factual information. And naturally, the best way to get facts when it's candidates is directly from the individuals. So we just encourage everybody to come on the 10th for this forum. I would like to point out that the reason it's at 6 o'clock, which is a little bit earlier, is because we found out after we had chosen the date that there should be, might be, could be a presidential debate later the same evening.
Oh.
And so since our goal involves getting information directly from important candidates to voters, we didn't want to interfere with that. Mm-hmm. We would like to enable local voters to be able to come to the local forum at 6 o'clock and still have time to take in the televised presidential debate. So that's why it's starting at 6 o'clock on September 10th instead of later.
That's great. Thank you for pointing that out, Vicki. So again, Tuesday, September 10th, 6 o'clock in the Highliner Activity Center. And as Angie mentioned, make sure you park, you know, because you'll have to do some walking due to road reconstruction that's in the area. But those doors at the Highliner Activity Center, they open about an hour before the event, so they'll open about 5 o'clock. And you'll have some refreshments as well, right? We can't go without a forum without refreshments, right?
Exactly. The League of Women Voters is collaborating with the Valley City Barnes County Development Corporation, and they are nice enough to provide the refreshments that evening.
Very good. Vicki?
Absolutely. Cookies and coffee. You got to come.
It's all part of our Scandinavian heritage.
Very
right?
Scandinavian.
Anything else to add, ladies, before I let you go today that I forgot to ask you?
We would like to just remind people that if they are unable to attend the forum, it will be streamed live and replay at BEC at https://www.bectv.plus. So they'll have a second opportunity to hear the candidates.
That's nice. Nice to hear. Thank you again, ladies, and
for
being on the show. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You bet.
Thank you.
There's our Voice of the Valley for today. Again, the League of Women Voters first forum is set for September 10th at 6 o'clock in the Highliner Activity Center, featuring all of our District 24 legislative candidates.